Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking the overroom at the White House. Historic telephone call.
Los Estados Unidos, Richard Nixon, pautas Neil Armstrong y Edwin Aldrin. Es domingo, 20 de julio de 1969. En Washington están en la superficie de la luna en la que se está poniendo el sol. Y pasemos ahora al centro de control de Houston, Texas. La misión Apolo 11 acaba de terminar. Por primera vez en varias semanas, todo se ha quedado tranquilo. Las pantallas de televisión están apagadas. En los tableros de control funcionan todavía unos cuantos pilotos de color ámbar. Se oye un leve zumbido electrónico, el cual nos indica que el gigante solo se ha quedado dormido para descansar después de 8 días de fatigas. Durante 8 días, 3 horas, 18 minutos y 21 segundos, en esta sala han resonado las señales de Apolo 11. 3 hombres, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin y Michael Collins, han convertido en realidad un viejo sueño del hombre, consistente en llegar a la Luna, explorarla y volver a la Tierra. Escuchen el relato de su vuelo. Los astronautas comunican los momentos más dramáticos que van viviendo en conversación con el centro de control. Primer día, 16 de julio de 1932 en el Centro Espacial Kennedy.
30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
La mole gigantesca del cohete Saturno Apolo, 109 metros de blanco equipo reluciente, asciende por el cielo azul de Florida, impulsada por el primer cuerpo del cohete. El empuje de unos 3 millones y medio de kilogramos lanza a Apolo 11 al espacio. El comandante Neil Armstrong es civil, tiene 38 años. Es un veterano piloto de pruebas que realiza su segundo viaje por el espacio. Se aleja de su mujer y de sus 2 hijos para emprender la aventura más grandiosa del hombre. Va con él Edwin Aldrin, a quien familiarmente llaman Buzz, el piloto del módulo lunar. Tiene 39 años y es teniente coronel de las Fuerzas Aéreas de los Estados Unidos. También efectúa su segundo viaje espacial. Está casado y tiene 3 hijos, 2 niños y 1 niña. El piloto del módulo de mando es Michael Collins. Tiene 38 años y es también teniente coronel de las Fuerzas Aéreas y padre de 2 niñas y 1 niño.
Velocity 25,254 feet per second. Downrange 1,400 miles now. 102.8 nautical miles.
Shut down.
Shut down right on time.
101.4 by 103.6.
Roger, shut down. We copy 101.4 by 103.6.
Ya están en órbita. Giran en torno a la Tierra a la velocidad de 27.000 kilómetros por hora, a una altitud de más de 160 kilómetros. Una vuelta alrededor de la Tierra y van a describir media vuelta más. Cuando el vehículo espacial vuele por encima del Océano Pacífico, Bruce McCandless, del Centro de Control, hablará con los astronautas. Al ponerse en marcha por segunda vez los cohetes del tercer cuerpo, consiguen salir de la zona de atracción terrestre.
Ignition. We confirm ignition and the thrust is...
Apollo 11, this is Houston at 1 minute. Trajectory and guidance look good and the stage is good. Over.
Coming up on 27,000 feet per second. Telemetry and radar tracking both solid. Velocity 27,800 feet per second.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Thrust is good. Everything's still looking good.
Roger.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. We show cutoff and we copy the numbers and now 62.
La Tierra va quedando atrás y cada vez es más pequeña. Ahora van a la velocidad de 40.000 kilómetros por hora. Se separan del tercer cuerpo, maniobran y hacen el acoplamiento con el módulo lunar. Casi están terminando el primer día del vuelo. Se oye hablar al centro de control.
We don't expect to hear a great deal more from the crew tonight at about 11. We said goodnight to them from mission control period about 2 hours early. Available for sleep. Was made available by deleting the mid-course correction. This is Apollo Control at 11 hours, 32 minutes.
7 de julio.
This is Apollo Control at 22 hours, 49 minutes ground elapsed time. Crew has been awake for some time, according to the surgeon, spacecraft communicator here in Mission Control with the green team. Bruce McCandless is standing by to make a call to the crew. He's in the process of taking over from Ron Evans. Flight Director Cliff Charlesworth has asked that he make a call to the crew. We're standing by for this call momentarily.
Apollo 11, Apollo 11, this is Houston.
Morning, Houston, Apollo 11.
Roger, Apollo 11, good morning. If you're interested in the morning news, I've got a summary here from PAO, over.
Okay, we're all listening.
Okay, from Jodrell Bank, England, via AP. Britain's big Jodrell Bank radio telescope stopped receiving signals from the Soviet Union's unmanned moonshot at 5:49 EDT today. And a spokesman said that it appears Luna 15 spaceship, quote, has gone beyond the moon, unquote. Another quote, we don't think it has landed, said a spokesman for Sir Bernard Lovell, director of the observatory. Washington, UPI, Vice President R.O.T. Agnew has called for putting a man on Mars by the year 2000. But Democratic leaders replied that priority must go to needs on Earth. By United Press International, initial reaction to President Nixon's granting of a holiday Monday to federal employees so that they could observe a national day of participation in the Apollo 11 moon landing mission mostly was one of surprise. Hempstead, New York. Joe Namath officially reported to the New York Jets training camp at Hofstra University Wednesday following a closed-door meeting with his teammates over his differences with Pro Football Commissioner Peter Roselli.
Y empieza el día con las noticias de actualidad que se lee a los hombres que van a vivir momentos históricos. 34 horas después del despegue, esperamos el programa de televisión.
Oh, Apollo 11, Houston, we got the network all configured for the TV. We see the Earth right in the center of the screen, over.
Roger, Houston, Apollo 11. Calling in from about 130,000 miles out. And we'll zoom our camera in slowly to get the most magnification we can over.
Roger.
This view is coming to us from about 129,000 nautical miles.
Houston, the definition is pretty good on our monitor here. The color's not too varsity, at least on this set. Could you describe what you're looking at, over?
Roger, you're seeing Earth as we see it on our left-hand window, just a little more than a half Earth. We're looking at the eastern Pacific Ocean. And the north half of the, top half of the screen, we can see North America, Alaska, United States, Canada, Mexico, and Central America.
11, Houston, if you could comply, we'd like to see some smiling faces up there. If you could give us some interior views, I'm sure everybody would like to see you, over.
Okay, we'll reconfigure the TV for that.
Roger. Now we're coming in. Can't quite make out who that had. That's Big Mike Collins there.
Well, you got a little bit of... Yeah, hello there, sports fans. You got a little bit of me, plus Neil's in the center. Touching Buzz is doing the camera work this time.
Is Buzz holding your cue cards for you, over?
Cue cards, have a no. I have no intention of competing with the professionals, believe me.
11 Houston, we just lost that pick. I see we're going back outside now. Over. 11 Houston, you copy, over.
As you would copy. And, when you pan back out to the distance at which we see the Earth, we'll have Apollo 11 signing off.
Tercer día, 18 de julio.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over. Sure, I've got the morning news here if you're interested, over.
Yeah, we sure are. We're ready to copy and comment.
And that's 2:30 there?
Roger. Okay, here we go. The interest in the flight of Apollo 11 continue a competing interfering rule. Mayor Louis Welch promises the lifting of lawn watering restrictions if the rains continue. Friday is partly cloudy and there is a 30% chance of thunder showers in the afternoon. In sports, the Houston Oilers are showing plenty of enthusiasm in their early preseason workouts at Kerrville, and Coach Wally Lamb says he is impressed with the fine group of rookies. And in Corby, England, an Irishman, John Coyle, has won the World Porridge Eating Championship by consuming 23 bowls of instant oatmeal in a 10-minute time limit from a field of 35.
I'd like to enter Aldrin in the oatmeal eating contest next time.
Be pretty good, Seth.
He's joining Sarah up here.
55 horas y 35 minutos en el espacio. Los astronautas van a entrar en el módulo lunar. El acontecimiento se televisa a la Tierra.
Houston, we're really amazed at the quality of the picture up in the tunnel. It's really superb, over.
That is considering the amount of light up in there.
Roger, we're about to open our hatch now.
Right. That same guy that when you open up the doorway, he's waiting there for you and he turns the lights on.
How about that? It's like the refrigerator.
That conversation between Charlie Duke and Mike Collins referring to the automatic light that comes on in the LEM when the hatch is opened.
11 Houston, Bucky already in? Over.
I'm halfway in. I'm going to start turning around, I guess.
Buzz Aldrin reporting that he's halfway into the LEM. This view is inside the LEM cabin.
We had a view, Buzz, of the utility light cord.
Now, let me show you a view looking the other way.
Right. And we see right now a utility light or either a floodlight up there. I think now I see the utility light still in the storage bank. Hey, that's a great shot right there. We see you in there. Guess that's Neil and Mike. Better be, anyway.
And we're going to turn our TV monitor off now for a short bit while we have some other work to do. Apollo 11 signing off.
Los tripulantes se disponen a dormir y el centro de control hace una comunicación.
This is Apollo Control at 61 hours 39 minutes. We've had no further conversation with the crew since our last report. Flight surgeon says there is no indication at this time that they have begun to sleep, but we expect they'll be getting to sleep here shortly. Coming up in less than 10 seconds now, crossing into the sphere of influence of the moon, a computational changeover will be made here in mission control. At this point, as the moon's gravitational force becomes the dominant effect on the spacecraft trajectory, and our displays will shift from Earth reference to moon reference. 41 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Cuerpo 11. Los astronautas están viendo la luna.
The moon that we've been having recently is really spectacular. It fills about three quarters of the hatch window, and of course we can see the entire circumference, even though part of it is in complete shadow and part of it's in Earth shine. It's a view worth the price of a trip.
Well, there are a lot of us down here that would be willing to come along.
That was Neil Armstrong.
I hope you get your turn in soon. I think we'll be able to bring the whole bunker along. I hope. save a lot of antenna switches.
The MOCR is the mission. It's the control center here.
Alrededor de la Luna. Los cohetes para la operación se encendieron cuando el vehículo espacial se encontraba en la cara oculta de la Luna y sin contacto con el centro espacial. Esperamos la señal de contacto que retransmitirá la estación de rastreo de Madrid, España.
Madrid AOS. Telemetry indicates that the crew is working on the antenna angles to bring the high gain antenna to bear.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. How do you read?
Reading you loud and clear, Houston. How are
you? Roger, reading you the same now. Could you repeat your burn status report?
It was like perfect.
Roger.
Encienden los cohetes por segunda vez.
Point one, GZ minus point one. Copy the burn report. Sounds good.
You heard that report from Commander Neil Armstrong indicating that LOI-2 came off almost precisely as planned. This is Apollo Control Houston at 87 hours, 31 minutes, now into the flight Apollo 11. The Apollo 11 spacecraft continues on its front side pass above the moon. We're now less than 10 minutes away from a loss of signal. The Apollo 11 crew and currently in their rest period. We've received no indication yet. Crew members are actually sleeping, although all three appear to be in a very restful mode. This will be the final sleep period for the crew. Now at the threshold of their prime mission objective, the final sleep period prior to landing on the lunar surface and returning. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Quinto día, 20 de julio de 1969. Es el gran día. Neil Armstrong y Buzz Aldrin van a bordo del módulo lunar al que en clave denominan Águila. Mike Collins se ha quedado solo en el módulo de mando y servicios en clave.
Standing by, over. Eagle, Houston, we see you on the steerable, over.
Roger, Eagle, turn dot.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle has wind.
Roger.
Looking good.
You got a fine looking flying machine there, Eagle, despite the fact you're upside down.
Los dos vehículos vuelan en formación. El Águila describe su primera revolución en torno a la Luna y enciende los cohetes para el descenso. Las comunicaciones se restablecen cuando salen de la cara oculta de la Luna.
Captain Columbia, reading you loud and clear, how may? Right, bye-bye, Mike. How did it go, over? Listen, baby, everything's going just swimmingly. Beautiful. Great. We're standing by for Eagle. Okay, he's coming along.
We have acquisition of signal from the LEM.
Houston Eagle, how do you read? Bye-bye, Eagle. We're standing by for your burn report, over.
Roger, the burn was on time. Point one, minus point two, minus point seven. And we used the things down 86 for Delta BZ, which is 9.5, versus yours, which is 9.1, and I believe that may explain the difference. Apogee, 57.2. Paraloon 9.1. Sun check, the 3 mark. Down 20, minus down 22. Plus 0.19, plus 0.16, plus 0.11. Over.
Right, copy. Looks great.
Guidance says we're a go. Now 12 minutes 54 seconds to ignition. Gene Kranz just advised his flight controllers we're off to a good start. Play it cool.
El descenso final.
Houston, you're looking at our Delta H.
That's affirmative.
Program alarm.
Looking good to us, over.
1202.
Good radar data. Altitude now 33,500 feet.
Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm.
Throttle down. On time.
Roger, copy. Throttle down.
Throttle down. Set him in the simulator.
Right.
Ice and things look real close.
Altitude now 21,000 feet. Still looking very good.
Velocity down now to 1,200 feet per second.
You're looking great, Eagle.
Altitude 13,005. Velocity 9,100 feet per second.
Roger, stand by.
And a correction on that velocity now reading 760 feet per second.
Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Altitude 5,200 feet.
Manual attitude control is good.
Roger, copy.
Altitude 4,200.
Houston, you're a go for landing. Over.
Roger, understand. Go for landing. 3,000 feet. Open
copy.
Alarm. 1201.
Roger, 1201 alarm. Where go? Same tide. Where go?
2,000 feet. 2,000 feet. Into the ag. 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Eagle looking great. Your go.
Altitude 1,600. 1,500 feet. Still looking very good.
Roger, 1202. We copy it.
35 degrees. 35 degrees. 750. Coming down to 23. 700 feet, 21 down. 33 degrees. 100 feet down at 19. 540 feet down at 30. And a 15. Gate forward. 10 and 50 feet down at 4. 30, lift the half down. They're pegged on horizontal velocity. Standard speed down 3.5. 47 forward. Hold up. On 1.5 down. 70. Happy shadow out there. 50 down at 2.5. 19 forward. Altitude, velocity, light, 3.5 down, 220 feet, 13 forward, 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet, 4.5 down, 5.5 down, 160 feet, 6.5 down, 5.5 down, 9 forward, good, 120 feet. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward, 5%. 185, 25 feet, that's looking good, down a half, 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on, 6, down 2.5, forward, that's picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. Ready? Down a half.
30 seconds.
Forward, just. Ready? Okay, engine stop. ACA at a descent.
Auto
descent. Control both. Auto descent. Engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
102 horas, 45 minutos y 45 segundos y la fecha pasa a la historia. 20 de julio de 1969. El hombre está en la luna. El águila también.